Another dietary trend that's exploded in recent years is gluten-free products. You can now get everything from cupcakes to brownies to pizza with a gluten-free label. NPR's Allison Aubrey looks at whether there's any real health benefit for people who don't have celiac disease. And that's the condition where people can't tolerate gluten.
There was a time, not too many years ago, before gluten-free was a $2.6 billion a year business, when wheat-free alternatives sat in a lonely corner of the health food store. Now, when you walk through a market, you can be inundated with options.
Our seafood refresco is gluten-free. Our dips are all gluten-free. We make gluten-free crab cakes.
Chris Hoagie has a booth at the Penn Quarter Fresh Farm Market in D.C. Market director Ann Yonkers says many more vendors are following suit.
We've just had a lot more interest from bakers who are getting more sophisticated in terms of baking things that are gluten-free, that are delicious.
So why are so many people going out of their way to avoid gluten? Well, some of them have celiac disease. Their bodies can't handle gluten, which is a protein found in wheat and other grains. It makes them sick. Now, researchers estimate that fewer than 1% of Americans have this disease. And Fresh Market shopper Elizabeth Malone is not among them. But she's chosen to go gluten-free anyway, and she says she feels better.
I find that I'm a lot healthier because of it. You know, we don't eat any processed food anymore. You can't call Domino's and order a pizza. It's just a much healthier way of being in a lot of ways.
Elizabeth started eating gluten-free because of her husband. She says he's got a wheat intolerance. Now, experts in the medical community used to poo-poo the idea of wheat sensitivities. Some doctors thought if you didn't have celiac disease, any bad reaction to wheat was just in your imagination. But Dan Leffler, an assistant professor of medicine at Harvard, says this is changing.
There's been a number of studies over the last couple years, a small number but convincingly done, that show that there really is a phenomenon of what's now known as non-celiac gluten sensitivity. These are people who clearly don't have celiac disease, but at the same time do have symptoms when they're exposed to gluten.
Symptoms such as bloating, gas, and other GI problems. Leffler says it's impossible to put a number on exactly how many people have some degree of gluten sensitivity. But he says it's likely that some portion of the millions of people diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome don't tolerate gluten well.
Gluten is a very difficult protein to digest. It doesn't get broken down in the way many other proteins or sugars do.
And for some people, that means the work of breaking it down is pretty much left up to the bacteria in the gut.
And when that happens, the bacteria create gas and acid, and at least a fair proportion of people, it's those byproducts of bacterial digestion of gluten that's causing symptoms.
There are plenty of people out there who tolerate gluten just fine. But a recent survey by the market research firm Packaged Facts finds some of them have other motivations for buying gluten-free foods. Joel Wardy works for a company called Enjoy Life Foods. They make lots of gluten-free sweets. He says people often think they're healthier.
Because it's called gluten-free, people assume gluten must be bad, because why else would you want gluten-free?
And some people think it'll help them shed a few pounds. They figure if they're giving up wheat, then they're giving up carbs. And hey, that's got to be good for the waistline. But here's why this thinking does not work. There are too many delicious gluten-free goodies out there, like this one.
So we're going to let you taste a chocolate chip cookie, and you're going to tell me whether or not you don't think it tastes like the best chocolate chip cookie you've ever had.
It's chocolate, so of course it tastes good. Harvard's Dan Leffler says his research shows that a lot of people actually gain weight on a gluten-free diet. He says, by all means, try a gluten-free diet if you think your body doesn't handle it well. But don't be fooled into thinking that it's somehow healthier for everyone. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.